السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Allah is the best of protectors. The name of Allah, Al-Hafidh. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the all-protecting and the all-knowing, who protects all of His creation and is indeed the best of those who protect. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and was His sent messenger unto the entire universe. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is called taqwa. For He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day wherein you will be returned to Allah, and then every soul will be compensated for what it has earned, and will not be treated unjustly. أيها المسلمون, O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Qur'an about the manner in which He protects His creation. For He says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. That indeed His kursi, His throne, extends over the heavens and the earth, and the protection of all therein does not tire Him, for He is the Most High and the Most Exalted. This reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being Hafidh, the One who protects, is a theme that comes various times in repetitive manner in the Qur'an. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere states, وَرَبُّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ. For your Lord is over all things Hafidh, a protector. And this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being a protector of the entirety of His creation is in turn dependent and arising from His ability, His omnipotent power, His qudra, and is contingent on His hikmah, His wisdom, which is apportioned for all things that which is in their benefit. And so this manner of hifth or protection is very, very deep. In it is the manner or the implied meaning of being guarded. In it is the manner or implied meaning of ri'ayah, being maintained. In it is the manner or implied means of being preserved. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Hafidh, the best of protectors, is something that we have to really allow to settle in our hearts. For this was the advice that the Anbiya and the Prophets such as Yaqub alayhi salam gave their own children, their own sons, wherein Yaqub said to his son, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And know, O son, that Allah is the best of those who protects, the best of guardians, and He is the most merciful of the merciful. And it is for this reason that the name Hafidh is one of the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min asma'i, from His great names al-husna, beautiful names. And so what is intended with all of these names is for us to understand their meanings and how they resonate in our hearts, and to reflect those meanings in our own behavior. And so from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability of preserving the heavens and the earth, or protecting the heavens and the earth, is the verse in which He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. In that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yumsiku as-samawati wal-ard, holds the heavens and the earth lest they cease to exist. And by this meaning is an idea that even this intricate design of the heavens and the earth, the orbits that the planets occupy, the placement of the stars. All of this helps allow for the perfect conditions by which human life is being sustained. All of this is from his protection, from his being Hafid. For if one of these things, this intricate mizan, balance, was to be shifted in the slightest, then the result would be destruction for all of us. And so many of us should just reflect on the intricate balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into place, just at the, not only at the cosmological level, at the level of planets, but in our own level, in our own bodies, in the universes that our bodies reside with, and the various ways that our bodily systems function. If one of them was to go out of balance, then we would not be able to do functions that we took for granted. Functions like seeing, hearing, listening, talking, walking. All of this is operating through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shifts the pointing from the universe to yourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. Then is he not the one who is the maintainer of every nafs, every soul, in what it has kasabat, what it has earned, what it thinks it is earning, what it thinks it's doing. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every single blessing you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is sustaining you at every moment. And from that physical sustenance, there is also a spiritual sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَةً, that he sends upon you guardian angels. And these angels are angels who bring with them this greatness and this light and this ability to be in these gatherings of spirituality. And that's why there are from many asbab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created by which we are preserved. One of these things, or protect, one of these things we just mentioned was the angels. But there are other means. From these means are what? Are your own salat, your own devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the method, the story, or the qissa, the story in the Quran as narrated in Surah Al-Kahf about those two orphans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their wealth was protected, their rizq was protected. Why? Because Allah says, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, that their father was righteous. So being righteous, being salih, is one of the means by which you bring about protection for yourself and your children, your awlad. From this righteousness comes from the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to often say that this person, that a person who's guarding his prayer and also guarding the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not engaging in the haram. Once Ibn Abbas was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya ghulam, O young boy, inni u'allimuka kalimat, let me teach you some words. Ahfad Allah yahfadak. He said, guard yourself with regards to Allah, yahfadak. He will guard you. And ahfad Allah tajidhu tujahak. And guard yourself, and you will find that He will protect you. So the way a person protects himself in a manner that brings about the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person literally guards the use of his limbs. He guards what he sees. He guards what he hears. He guards what his heart is reflecting upon. And when all of this is done for the sake of Allah, when he enters into these states of muraqabah for Allah, of watching himself for Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the protection, that Allah aids him, because that which is done for Allah is nur, is light, and that light gives him greater ability. And that's why from these means of protection, aside from this, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is dhikr, reciting Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites the last two ayat, verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, in the night, will find it is sufficient for them as protection until the day. Likewise, he often emphasized the mu'awwidhatayn, the Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas as things to recite, because these are literally that which protect you. And he advised that we should teach it to our children. And so the person who engages and recites in this, then he finds, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the servant of Allah is not busying himself in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that yuhrizu nafsahu, that he protects himself thereby min ash-shaytan, from shaytan. And so from this is also generally being busy with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often recite, whenever he left his house for daily affairs, he would say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In the name of Allah, I place my trust in Allah, and there is no strength nor power except through Allah. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to, as narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, is narrated that in the morning and the evenings he used to say, Allahumma ahfidni min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shamali wa min fawqi. He said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, give me protection for what is in front of me, from what is behind me, from what is on my right, what is on my left, and what is above me. And so we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in this protection, that He protect us from all places, from all angles, and that He provide us this protection and strengthen us in our traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.